Well, it's my pleasure speaking with John Herrenstein, who's the interim city manager for Boone River Country, assumed his duties just this week. And John, very good morning to you. Welcome to Webster City.
Well, good morning to you. Thank you for the warm welcome. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let's find out the whole John Herrenstein story this
morning.
Wow. A little bit about yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, born and raised in Clear Lake, Iowa, had family in the Camrar area. As a youngster, spent a lot of time in Camrar and Webster City. Went to the University of Northern Iowa following graduating from Clear Lake High School, and didn't really know what I was going to pursue initially. Bounced between business and policy courses, and they had just opened a program in public administration, and was able to do some internships at the state legislature and out in D.C., and finished up there with a lobbying internship in Des Moines, and then pursued my master's degree at the University of Kansas, and began work in Kansas, and worked in Johnson County, Kansas as a management analyst, sort of a larger suburban county south of the Kansas City metro area, and was able to learn from just a great cadre of department heads and an executive team. And then after 3 years, at the encouragement of the deputy county manager I was working for, he encouraged me to take on a city administrator position. And so my first stint was in Eudora, Kansas, a town exactly the size of Webster City, right outside of Lawrence, and where the University of Kansas is at. Was there 3.5 years, did a lot of work with the community and economic development and recreation and, managing the utilities. They also had an electric utility like Webster City has. And, it was a great time, but we desired to get a little closer to home. And so after 3.5 years there, went to North Mankato, Minnesota. Did a lot of the same. Mankato and North Mankato were a metropolitan statistical area, one of the smaller in the countries, but it's a booming economy there. And so it was a part of a lot of industrial development, quality of life initiatives, housing initiatives, parks and recreation. We had a lot of sports facilities there, and were able to do some good tourism with that. Also did a lot of lobbying for the city, the state legislature, and with different regional economic development groups. But, I always say once an Iowan, always an Iowan, and the tug to come back and raise our family in Iowa was there. So an opportunity opened up in Altoona, a juggernaut, fabulous community in the Des Moines metro area, was named their city administrator in 2022, but just really wasn't the opportunity I was looking for, and so stepped aside after around 6 months and began consulting with GPS Solutions in executive search and municipal affairs, I would say, budget, strategic planning, things like that. This Thanksgiving was talking to Uncle Kurt, and he said, well, hey, Webster City is going through transition. Do you think they might need an interim or something like that? And sure enough, they were looking for one, and because I was familiar with the area, I was excited to inquire about the opportunity, and then things worked out.
And there you are now, the interim city manager for the city of Webster City there, John.
Oh, it's fabulous, and it's just been a great couple days up and down Main Street. I've been down to the lunchbox, been over to the Freeman Journal to thank them for their warm welcome. Need to get out to your place as well.
Yep.
And looking forward to taking time over the next few weeks to meet individuals. If there's individuals that desire to come in and visit, happy to do so. Also doing a lot of work touring the departments and coming alongside the staff to help them with their roles. But 72 hours in, what an exciting place. I would never have guessed that Webster City had as much going on as I've discovered in the last few days.
Which was my next question there, John. What impressed you the most about coming to Webster City? What drew you here?
Well, I always think that the people are really the key to the community, and talking a little bit about it, you've got a forward-thinking city council that's positive and wanting to act in the best interest of the community. My goodness, you have maybe one of the most tenured staff that I've come across, who are very committed also to the community and providing good service. And then just a rich philanthropic element, a lot of invested businesses that are eager to see the community move forward. And I look forward to learning about even more of them as I spend more time here. And so I think a positive forward look on the future and a willingness to tackle hard issues like, let's say, a wastewater plant or electrical upgrades or even quality of life amenities like splash pads. Those are real issues that affect people and are important to consider, and their willingness to discuss those is important.
I know your term is through the first part of October. Would you continue considering go beyond that October date there, John?
Certainly. I've been open with the city council and Mayor Hawkins that I'm just happy to be in a place that I'm familiar with and able to offer my expertise. So if they're in need, I'm certainly open to continuing that service.
And, of course, if they'd like to know more about you, you can stop by City Hall in Webster City during the business hours, of course, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Of course, another city council meeting coming down the road, and that's on January 15th.
Yes.
So look forward to that. John Herenstein, my guest on KQWC Radio this morning. So, John, thanks for joining us.
Well, I appreciate the warm welcome, and please have me back again.